Welcome into another edition of See What's On, and our guest today is Matthew Crane. Matthew is a co-chair of the Central Maine Pride Committee. Welcome into the studio, Matthew.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great. We're talking about a big event that's coming right up on the 2nd of June, but it's really a long weekend, all culminating in the Maine Pride Festival at the Head of Falls in Waterville, right?
That's correct, yes. Oh, this is our fifth annual festival, and as you said, it starts on Thursday evening with a Stonewall screening and panel discussion, and goes through the weekend with other events up until the festival on Sunday.
And all of those events are up on the calendar, the See What's On calendar. We have the film screening at the Railroad Square Cinema in Waterville. We have a whole bunch of activities, including the opening reception at the Colby Museum of Art on the 31st, hosted by Chuck Locke, who's one of your partners in crime here on this whole festival.
Yes.
Co-committee chair member, and he's the MC and extraordinaire, as you call him, right?
Yes, that's right.
And then on the 1st, you have a social scheduled in downtown Waterville as well.
Yes, at the Methodist Church.
And the drag, the Methodist Church. And the drag story time at the Children's Bookseller as well.
That's right. And some crown and wand decorating at the Frame Makers.
Okay, great. Yes. Lots of great activities, all again culminating on June 2nd at the Head of Falls in Waterville. This is a big event, the fifth year at the Head of Falls, but it's bigger this year. And I guess this ties in with some of your mission and some of the things you're trying to do as a group.
Yes, absolutely. Listening to what the community wanted, they wanted to see something bigger, more activities, more things for people to get involved in. And like you said, it falls right in with our mission, which is to, provide welcoming spaces for rural and small town LGBTQ Mainers to celebrate diversity and build community and really just come together to have a place to do that.
So the booths are not only meant to have a lot of fun and information and obviously trade some goods, and but they're also informational in nature as well.
Very much so. I think that's a big part of our mission, is to provide people with as much information as possible. And so we have a large number of nonprofit groups with a wide breadth of knowledge, experience, and communities that they focus on. So there'll be a lot of information there, as well as other business vendors.
And really celebrating our diversity. Yeah, and we know that the greater Waterville area is a very diversity-friendly community in general, and these activities are meant to celebrate that as well. So we have one special musical event I heard you talk about earlier, too.
Yes, we do, actually. We're very excited that singer and songwriter Elizabeth Leonard has written an original Stonewall song that she'll be performing at the festival on Sunday.
And Elizabeth is a professor at Colby, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, and we've met along the way, and say hi to Elizabeth for me. But that's a great tie-in, because you start off the entire weekend with the Stonewall Uprising film at Railroad Square Cinema, and as part of your festival, have an original song.
Yes.
By that same title. It's great.
It's very exciting, for sure.
Great. So this is great. By all means, check out the entire lineup of events on the See What's On calendar, and you can go to your website and Facebook page, which is?
Yeah, so Facebook, you can find us on Facebook at Central Maine Pride, and on the web is centralmainepride.org. And you can find our schedule on either place, and you can also sign up to volunteer on our website.
So you're accepting volunteers as well?
Absolutely, yes.
Great. And again, we don't want Chuck couldn't be with us today, but Chuck Locke, has an AKA, as I understand it. He's going to be emceeing some of the events.
Yes, AKA Miss Valerie Honeywell, who, like you said, is our DJ and hostess extraordinaire, and will be at some of the other events throughout the weekend, including the drag story hour.
And I think some of the people around Waterville have probably run into Miss Valerie Honeywell.
Probably, yes.
On occasion. So, again, a great way to celebrate the diversity and all the things and the mission of Central Maine Pride. So thanks so much for coming in to talk about that with us today, Matthew.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to share this.
By all means. And check out centralmainepride.org or on Facebook, Central Maine Pride.